Proclamation number 8305, dated the October 21st, 1962. The Father's evidence of grace during the last days. You shall not lack the evidence of grace during last days before the end, for you will need it in order to become and to stay strong and to stand firm against the adversary's onslaughts. But Roman 1, 2, will also reveal myself equally obviously to you, and you need only pay attention to your daily course of life in order to always feel my presence. For I want to prove to you that I know all your problems and afflictions and look after you. Admittedly, some suffering cannot be spared to you because I want you to conclude your life on earth with the highest possible maturity of soul, and it will only last for a short time. Then all suffering will be over and you will gratefully remember what you had to live through, because you will see the success your suffering will have gained you. Nevertheless, I am close to you and will look after you and lead you through everything destiny still has in store for you. It is only important that your faith becomes stronger, because then you will be able to achieve everything and need not be afraid of failing. Time and again I will speak to you, explain to you everything you need to know. I will reveal my nature to you so that you will trustingly confess all your problems to me and appeal to me directly for help, which I will certainly grant you. And no matter what approaches you each day, time and again you shall recognize my guidance in it. You should know that I myself direct and guide everything and that no event approaches you arbitrarily. Instead, everything is intended by my love and wisdom so that it will be a blessing for you and your fellow human beings. Those of you who have to achieve an obvious task on earth, those of you who consciously serve me of your own free will, are under my particular protection and truly need not worry, for I will look after you, and I will help you to complete your task, for I know how necessary it is and how much benefit can still arise from it. Therefore, place yourselves trustingly into my hands, for who could possibly take better care of you than a father who loves his children and only wants what is best for them? Just always be willing to let me speak to you, for many explanations are still needed because humanity lives in error and spiritual darkness. You will often still be surprised by my guidance and may experience such obvious evidence of grace that it will intensify your love for me and, time and again, it will strengthen your faith, which will certainly be necessary in the coming time. For my adversary will also tempt you time and again. He forever endeavors to divert you from your spiritual mission, from all spiritual striving. The bright light illuminating you, resulting from your constant bond with me, annoys him and he wants to extinguish it. Yet he will not succeed, because my countermeasures work against him, not just yours alone. And he will truly not be able to overrule me. You, however, are under my protection. You already belong to me on account of your voluntary cooperation, and thus I will certainly know how to protect you from him and his activity. Therefore, don't worry about anything that approaches you from his side, from his vassals, who will try anything to prevent you from continuing my work, who want to place doubts into your hearts in order to incapacitate you to carry on working for me. Your faith and your firm bond with me will ignore everything, and time and again I will give evidence of myself and be present to you. However, you should know that you can only be fully effective for me when you have completely detached yourselves from the world. And thus you will understand why I myself help you to become free from all worldly desires. You will understand why you are often physically impeded to make even the slightest concessions to the world. Yet believe that I will bless your suffering, and whatever you will have to relinquish will one day be amply rewarded. As yet I still need your services, for Earth is suffering extreme adversity. People do not consider the end. They thoughtlessly live from day to day and spend no thought on what is to come, on the state after their death. Because they don't believe that their life on Earth is of significance, that they have to fulfill a task and that they themselves create the state they will be in after their death, which they, however, cannot avoid anymore if they don't take serious stock of themselves and change. For this reason, I will try everything in my power in order to inform people about the purpose of their earthly life, in order to still save souls before the end, which will not be long in coming. For the time is completed, the end is near. Amen.